Welcome back, everyone, to After Hours Let's Talk. I'm your host, Shorty For Real, and this is the space where the conversations get a little deeper, a little quieter, and a lot more honest once the world finally slows down. Tonight, we're diving into a topic that sits heavy on a lot of hearts, letting go of forgiveness, forgiveness of others, and maybe even harder, forgiveness of ourselves. So if you're listening in bed, on a late night drive, or just sitting in the dark with your thoughts, this one is for you. Tonight, I'm joined by a very special guest, Elizabeth Jane, a woman whose journey through pain, resentment, and finally release has taught her what it really means to let go. She's here to share her story, her perspective, and some real practical ways we can start loosening our grip on what's been holding us back. So grab a seat, grab something to drink, and let's dive deep into our conversation tonight. But first, we're going to kick it off with our what's on your mind tonight. So we have a listener that wrote in, I know I need to forgive someone who hurt me, but every time I think about what they did, I feel angry all over again. I don't know how to let it go, even without feeling like I'm saying what they did was okay. And I can relate to that. Sometimes it's very hard to let go of things and people just because of the things that they've done to us. It does hurt a lot, and it's hard to get past it. It's hard to stop thinking about it. It's hard to just move on from it because I feel like a lot of times we feel like we are still looking for answers. And sometimes the answer that we want to hear isn't the answer that we're getting. So sometimes we just have to accept the answers that we're getting, the feelings that we're feeling with the person, and just have that satisfaction that, you know what, I did the best that I could do. I did everything that I was supposed to do. This isn't my fault. And it's time for me to move on and look forward. Elizabeth, do you have anything to say to the listener before we get started?
Okay. Well, I understand how hard it is because, you know, when my husband left me, I was very deeply grieving, but then the anger started to come up. And I thought to myself, I didn't know at the time, but I do know now that holding non-forgiveness in us can play havoc to our health. It's not good for us. So, and when we forgive, we're not condoning their actions. We're forgiving for ourselves as much as the other person. So how I managed to forgive my husband is I imagined him as a child. I imagined him, if you had a child and they were having a tantrum, would you go, oh, what is happening here? Why is this child having this tantrum? No, of course you wouldn't, because you'd expect that a child can have a tantrum and put crayon on the walls. But would you say to your child, well, you can't put crayons on the walls? You'd stand up and you'd say you're not condoning the behavior, but you'd accept that's where they're at. That's where they're at. And once you can accept and have compassion, it's easier to forgive. And we forgive so as we can move on. We're not chained to the past, holding on to that heaviness of non-forgiveness, of resentment, can really not just hold us to the past in the shame blame game, but it can really hold us down so as we can not be open to opportunities and the joy in life and the lightness of life. Yeah.
Thank you for that. So I hope that gives you a little insight to our anonymous listener that wrote in there. So let's welcome you into the show properly here. So welcome, Elizabeth Jane, into the After Hours Lounge. It's very great to have you here with us tonight. Tonight, we're going to be discussing letting it go and forgiveness, you guys. So if you don't mind just letting the audience know a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sure. I'm not a medical practitioner in any way. So if you know, I will say at the beginning that if you're sort of, you're sort of having health issues, please continue to have see your health practitioner for that. But I speak purely from experience. After I had, what I thought an amazing life, four children, a house with a picket fence, and everyone was happy and healthy, and a husband of 25 years, and then there was a shock divorce, and it sent my whole life into mayhem, because everything that I had perceived was going to be my future came falling down around me, and the youngest twins were just about to do their final year exams for year 12, their final school year. And all I can remember is thinking, I've got four adults and their children, and they're leaving me, and my husband's leaving me. And what have I done wrong? You know, I went into sort of like thinking, blaming and shaming and saying, well, I must have done something wrong. I'm a bad person. Why has this happened out of the blue? What have I done? And I had no idea what I'd done wrong. And so that sent me, that was in 2017, and that sent me on a mission to, because I'd always been a person to uplift others and, an optimist, to help people feel good about themselves. And I thought, hey, I was not feeling good about myself. Right. I felt I'd been discarded like a used toy. It was in the deep, darkness of a bad place. And I started journaling, and I started dragging myself out of the mud and putting together tools and tips to help people not only feel good, but empower themselves to open up the best life ever. So right. to see that every obstacle is an opportunity. And so forgiveness was a really, really big part of that. So I looked into forgiveness and I researched forgiveness. And I thought, I don't know how I can possibly forgive this behavior. This is just not on. But what I learned is we have to go big time into forgiveness to feel free, to free mm-hmm. ourselves. And it's a three-way forgiveness. It's not just forgiving the other person. Mind you, we're not condoning their behavior, as I've spoken about.
Right.
But, and as I said before, imagining them as a child, that they're doing their best. When we can't do anything about the actions of another, that's out of our control. All we can do is control how we respond to the actions of another. We can never control everyone's actions. Never. We're going to be hitting our head against a wall, trying to, but it's not going to happen. Right. So all we can do is choose to how we respond and to forgive ourselves first. Because sometimes we go, oh, I'll hold on to a resentment. And I'll keep quiet. But that's doing havoc to our health, and that's not doing anything good. Or we can get really angry. We can have a big anger bomb, but that's giving our power away, and that's not helping the situation either. So the middle road is the best way of forgiving and not condoning their behavior, but forgiving them that, in theory, they're trying the best that they can. They may not even realize that they've done something wrong. They may not, a toddler doesn't go, oh, mummy, I'm sorry about kicking my legs and putting crayons on the walls. They might not understand what they've done wrong at the consciousness or level of understanding that they're at. We're all at different levels. Everyone on this planet knows that some are the toddlers and some are the are university students, but we still love our toddlers. We do. We unconditionally love our toddlers. We don't love their behavior all the time. Right. And so that helped me. So that's a really cool tool, I think, is to imagine the person, the bad person, the perpetrator, the person who's caused you grief as a young child, not knowing any better for what they did.
Okay. Well, that does make a lot of sense. I did want to ask, because I know even when we're losing people, you know, and we do go through a lot of things where we feel like we are the problem or we did something wrong. So, but even in losing someone in a relationship, I would say we still want to go through the process of like grieving them. Like, so you want to go through your emotions, but in a healthy way, right? So where did you get to the point? Because some of us have an issue going from, okay, I'm dealing with my emotions, but transitioning into that, now I'm going to, you know, move on and let it go. Like, I think we all have an issue with that transition from there.
Yeah. Yes. That's a really good point, Shorty, because I'm glad you mentioned it. It's a bit like when we're trying to move through how we first of all, we have to stop and feel how we feel, because that's our feelings are our way out of a way up. Let's think of it as a way up out of the mess to make us feel lighter, brighter, and free. So we have to feel our feelings. That's the first stop, because if we're busy, a lot of people don't ever feel their feelings, so they can't do A. I write about this in my book as the ABC of me. So most people are on the life hamster wheel, on the treadmill, all, you know, busy. And when we're busy, or, you know, some people go, oh, no, I'll just keep busy. I'm not angry. I'm not sad. I'm fine. And they just keep busy at work or busy at play or you know, maybe it's a shopaholic or a drinkaholic or whatever. They're busy, so they don't feel their feelings. But the key is to feel our feelings, and then we can put into action what we need. And when we need, what we need is laying down a boundary. But in that boundary, when we say, hey, you know, that anger that you projected onto me the other night is not on, and that's not behavior that I'm going to tolerate. Right. So we need to stand up, or else it's going to continue. And if we stay quiet, we're really enabling that behavior. We're actually enabling the bad behavior. So, and we forgive ourselves if we've done that in the past. I've certainly done that. I've certainly gone silent on things where I should have stood up.
Yeah. No? I think we all have.
So we be kind to ourselves. Be kind, have compassion for ourselves, and then have compassion for the other person, that they're doing the best that they can. But going back to more the question of where you said, how do we move on? We're feeling our feelings. And I think the thing is, once we feel them, that's the first key to them being processed, and we will feel lighter. If we can stay present with how we feel, with the feeling in our body, it gets to move on. So we have to be out of our head, out of the past drama. The should have, could have, would have regret of the past is stuck in our head, and that's draining our energy. And the fearing of the future, what am I going to do now? And imagining the worst, that's draining our energy. We want to power up. We want to power up. So we need to stay present, feel how we feel. And as we stay in the present by feeling what we do, following our joy, doing something that's productive, like doing something that keeps us focused in the now is more important. It could be anything. It could be stamp collecting, picking flowers in the street, listening to a funny song, anything that lifts us and keeps us focused in the present now will lift our mood, will lift our vibration. So staying in the, playing in the mud, I call it playing in the mud, having the mud wrestle. We don't want to have the mud wrestle because we're just going to create more negative energy. Going over the should've, could've, would've, the shame, blame story just keeps us plugged down low. Mm-hmm. So we need to go, okay, that's how I feel, okay, and feel it in you, and imagine just letting it release. Breathe it out under the shower, breathe it down the drain. Breathe out, breathe in all the good energy and all the frustration, the hurt, the sadness, the loneliness, the rejection, all the yucky stuff. Imagine it going down into Mother Earth or the plug hole of the shower that you're in every morning. Everything that's holding you down, the heaviness, the emotions mm-hmm. that hold you back
right.
from shining your best you.
Nice. Yeah. That sounds beautiful. So I think we all have an issue with that, just moving from the one place to the next place. So I definitely wanted our listeners to hear that, because transitioning out of things, because we like to get stuck in places. And like you said, we like to distract ourselves from feeling the things that we need to feel. So being able to have a healthy outlet and something to keep you focused in the now and the present, I think it's also a good way to help you move forward. Because I think the less that you're thinking about the thing, the easier it is to keep moving forward and get past it.
Yeah.
So doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah. And also what I realized, Shorty, that the people who give us the hardest time, this is what I've realized, the people who give us the hardest time in our life are the ones that really, in the truest form, they might not know themselves, but they're actually giving us an opportunity to grow, to speak up and to stand up about things. Because I know that if in the marriage I would never have spoken about things that I wasn't happy with, because I thought, I'll just, you know, carry on and keep the peace. And, you know, we're sort of like conditioned, a lot of us, or I was conditioned that, you know, I've happy home, you know,
right.
Not standing up, not sort of speaking out. But what I've realized is that it's not only speaking up, showing up, and having that conversation, that empowered conversation, and offering forgiveness is so empowering, so mm-hmm. empowering for you and the other person. It's just it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, I look back and I go, oh gosh, I went through a challenging time, let's say. I went through a challenging time, but it made me so much stronger, you know, and before I would never have spoken up about things. I would have just gone, oh, it'll be okay. It'll be, mm-hmm. you know, it'll be okay. It'll pass.
Right.
But often those things don't pass. They don't pass unless we stand up.
Right, because it is a sense of also you're teaching a person what you will and won't tolerate. So the more that you accept the things that they're doing, they're like, oh, I can keep doing more things, or maybe I can do this thing and it'll be, you know. So it does give the other person the idea that, you know, you're okay with the behaviors that they're, because you're not saying anything or you're going along with it. But it also teaches you, it's hard, it's a hard learning experience, but it does teach you, you know, I have to start speaking up, I have to start voicing myself, because if I continue to just let things go, then people are going to continue to do things. And then I've noticed that it escalates more and more. They'll start off with this thing and then, oh, well, I got able to do that. So now try something else that's a little bigger.
Exactly, Shorty. We were actually, you know, we're sort of playing our part in breeding a narcissist, really.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, you know, if we don't stand up, show up, and it takes a hell of a lot of courage and vulnerability to speak about your feelings. It takes vulnerability and courage and takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen overnight. But you start moving in the right direction. You stop breeding the narcissist. You stop enabling someone to think they have the right to take your power away, which they don't. No one can take your power away, but you can give it away unconsciously or consciously. You can give it away, and we need to stop giving our power away.
Absolutely. By
standing up. And that doesn't mean yelling and screaming either. It's, you know, a whole chapter in my book. I really highly recommend my book for your listeners. It's free. The title of the book is Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life. And it takes you step by step, really, really simply. It's a manual to empower you and everyone around you. So when you can lift up and you empower yourself, or your kids and your loved ones, your parents, they get to surf on your high vibe. Because you lifting you is helping all your loved ones. And that's the really cool part. Mm-hmm. So my book's really, really practical and full of hints, and it will take you step by step as to how to have that empowered conversation and what to do when you fall off the bus and you have to take a few steps back, and how to get back on again. So as you can continue to empower yourself.
Right. And I love, for my listeners, you guys, you know, we're all about healthy habits, healthy coping mechanisms. So you guys go get the book, read through it if you're going through those things. I know we touched on the forgiveness part, and you said there were three things. So I know for myself, like, I do have to forgive myself, because we come down on ourselves a lot for the things that are happening in our world. And we do tend to blame ourselves a lot for everything that is happening, even though a lot of the time it's not our fault. So a lot of the things that may be happening to us at that time has nothing to do with us. And then secondly, forgiving the person, because as you stated, you know, they may not know. And that could be simply because you weren't speaking up to let them know that this thing was bothering you or this was hurting you.
Exactly. They might not be aware.
Right. And then what would have been the third thing? So yourself, the other person.
So the first thing is, and then the times where you have not known, or you may have known, where you've caused pain or suffering to another, where you've played the baddie, so to speak. And it may be in this life, you may not have remembered, or you may not have understood that you caused someone pain. Or if you believe in past lives, maybe it was in a past life that you overstepped, you caused a lot of pain to another. So I always have an all-inclusive forgiveness where I forgive myself first for allowing another to cause me pain, or where I have caused pain. So forgive myself for allowing another to cause me pain, or where I have caused pain. And then I ask for forgiveness where I have caused pain to the person. And then what was the third one? Sorry, I'm getting confused now. So I ask for forgiveness, forgive myself. And the third one was
the other person.
Pardon?
The other person, or the person that hurt you.
Yeah, forgiving them. Yes, the person who hurt me, forgiving them. And that's, you know, that's the, so it is a three-way one. And so if you do that, and even if you're not doing that personally with the person, the magic can still happen. If you say it in your prayers or just at a quiet time, and you do, it's on the internet a lot. I mean, it's the, in my book, I mention it as a whole chapter on forgiveness. But there's a Ho'oponopono. The Ho'oponopono is a four-way, I don't know if you've heard of it, Shorty, where there's four lines. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. I love you. And that became quite famous for helping people lift up and let go of all the resentment, that, you know, everything that's holding them back, and right. to clear the relationships between people. And it is quite like magic. It really can help lift you and lift everyone around that's involved with the
good.
It's called the Ho'oponopono. Yes.
I've never heard of that one, but that is good to know. So I'll have to look that up.
Yes.
But I'm loving it because, you know, when we have, I feel like forgiveness is the ultimate form of letting it go. Because I think, like, once you've forgiven a person, then you're able to move on and move forward, because I think the forgiveness has come and now you're able to put that behind you. And now move on with your life and move forward with the things that you want to do without that holding you back. So for me, I feel like forgiveness is when I fully have reached the point of letting it all go. Like, I forgive you. I forgive myself. I forgive myself for the things that I may have done to cause some of these things in my situation as well. And now that I've gotten all this forgiveness out, and I can stop focusing on that, and now I can move on with my life at this point.
Yes, definitely. Because what happens, you know, like, you know, Nelson Mandela actually has a good quote. Have you heard of Nelson Mandela's quote? He says something about holding on to resentment.
I haven't heard that.
And he says, So holding on to resentment, Nelson Mandela says something like this, might be not the exact words, holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and yourself and expecting your enemy to die.
That's a
holding
good one.
On to resentment. And that is truth. It can do so much havoc to your health. Your mind, you know, keeps you in your negative thought patterns, which drains your energy, and your body. Because what happens when you're thinking negative thoughts, then it can play havoc onto your body and turn up as unease in your shoulders and your movement, and then even disease. So it's really important that we can picture the person who's grieved us. You know, if it helps, as a young person who doesn't know any better, as a toddler right. having a tantrum, and forgive them. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. That's really good. But I've always heard the quote, you know, the forgiveness isn't for the person, it's for you, you know, because, that one, I feel like would be a lot more effective if people heard that more, because it does bring in that the sensibility, because I think the one that I just quoted, it leaves it open for your mind to wonder, you know, like, what do you mean it's not for the person, it's for me, you know? But if when you describe it that way, the way Nelson Mandela described it, because you are hurting yourself, you're the one causing you all this. So you're the one still thinking about it. You're the one that's still hurting. You're the one that's letting it take over your mind, your space, and everything. But the second that you stop, because the other person has moved on, they probably have forgiven themselves. They're moving on, they're living life, and you're the one still here being miserable. So
yeah, Yeah, you're the one burdened. You're the one burdened.
So when I heard that, because I've been hearing that my whole life, you know, forgiveness isn't for the person, it's for yourself. But when you hear it the way that Nelson Mandela said it, it makes a lot more sense. And I think it's more, it makes it more comprehensible for people as well. So that's a good way to describe it.
Well, another thing that made an incentive for me to forgive was when I learnt that when we're really low, we're angry, sad, and bad, let's say, when we're really low, our vibration is low. And what we know now is that that attracts low vibrational people and situations into our life. So we really need to get some hot air balloons going up with our vibration.
Right.
And so forgiveness is a way of lifting up into a higher vibe, and then we can just be there and it's a happier place. Yeah. And it will attract more supportive relationships in, more opportunities, higher vibrational people and opportunities into your life, and you'll have less challenges, less sickness, less, you know, hospitals are a place you want to hop out of very quickly. Yes. You know, the doctors will say, oh, as soon as you've had your operation, get out of that hospital as quickly as you can, because they're low vibrational places, and you might catch something else. You might go in there with something, and then, you know, it's that's just how life is. So we need the more we can do to follow our joy and not to hold on to grudges, to forgive and to lift ourselves, the more joy we get. The more gratitude we have, gratitude's a great hot air balloon.
Yes.
The more gratitude we have for things, the more things that come into our lives that we're grateful for. It's like magic. The more we say, oh, thank you, universe, for all my amazing supportive friends. Thank you, thank you. And then you, guess what? You wake up next day and you've got more supportive friends.
Right.
No?
Right. So it's changing the way that you're thinking, changing your habits, changing, going from a negative mindset to a positive one. It is like a miracle, because then you definitely see your world changing from the way that it was when you start operating on a higher vibration, a happier vibration. So I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
So guys, we're going to go into our quote of the night. So tonight's quote is, forgiveness is not about changing the past. It's about changing the future you're willing to live in. So just like we just were describing, when you start changing the way that you think and the way that you are doing things, the vibrations that you're living on, then that starts changing your life in your future life, you know. So from today moving forward, your life will be on a higher vibration, a brighter path, a happier one, because we have abandoned our negative mindset, our negative thinking, and our drama and our trauma that we've just been wallowing in. So we're going to always remember that, you guys. Let that sink in. Write it down. Take it with you when you're having a hard time forgiving. Just know it's not about your past. It's about your future. So do you want to be in a nasty, negative future, or do we want to be in a happy place in our future? So, Elizabeth, did you have any final thoughts for us before we head out here?
I did have one little summary. It just sort of came to me then about with our thoughts, our thoughts that go around in our head, we can't keep track of them, but with our thoughts, we create. So if they're negative thoughts, that's what we're creating, because we do create with our thoughts. And then with our beliefs, how we believe, what we believe is what we attract. So if we believe and we don't love ourselves and we're not respecting ourselves, well, we tend to attract that in. We tend to attract that into us. So it's really important that we have self-belief in ourselves and be kind to ourselves and love ourselves as much as we can so as we can radiate love, you know, and be joyful and have compassion to forgive, because that will just hold us back.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Okay, you guys. So before I send us out here, you guys remember, go look up Elizabeth's book. She said it is free. So you guys get that manuscript for yourselves to have as a coping mechanism, a healthy one, and something to guide, have give you a guideline to how to navigate through your forgiveness and your losses, and just how to move and cope better in the situations that you're in. So to the people that are listening to us tonight, maybe there's a part of you that's tired of being angry. Maybe there's a version of you that's ready to stop replaying the same scene over and over. Maybe you're realizing you've been hard on yourself for way too long. I want you to hear this. You are not broken for still feeling pain, and you're not weak for wanting peace. You are human. Your healing doesn't have to look perfect to be real. It just has to be who you are. So it just has to be what it is. It's never going to be perfect, you guys. So I want you guys to take a deep breath. Be gentle with yourselves. Love on yourselves. Forgive yourselves and others. And remember that the night always has something to say. So until next time, you guys, we'll see you soon. Thank you.